Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program which highlights positive developments at the primary and secondary levels. On this week's program, we highlight Vere Technical High School's United Nations Model Assembly Club. Stay tuned. Situated in Central Clarendon is 56-year-old Vere Technical High School. With a population of 2,036 students, the school has created the right environment for students to excel. Vere Technical High has a blend of sports, technical disciplines, and an array of extracurricular activities that students can choose from to enhance and fulfill their potential. The school in 2013 implemented the United Nations Assembly Club, geared towards improving students' speech, current affairs knowledge, and awareness of other countries. Vere Technical High School student Shanae Sewell was placed first in this year's United Nations Assembly competition. She says the experience garnered through the club is unforgettable.
I was afraid to stand behind a podium before the United Nations, and now I can stand and debate. If it's even one fact, I can debate it. Well, in the club, you learn about basically everything worldwide. So it's not just we're learning about Jamaica. So if you have a problem in China, anywhere, we don't represent Jamaica, only on certain occasions, like when we went overseas. But when we participate in the Model Assembly, that's the fun part, to represent another country and speak about the country like you are actually from that country. And you actually have to dress like them. Currently, we are representing Brazil, and we are all excited about talking about Brazil and dressing like some footballers because we have Olympics coming up. The Model Assembly, we were placed second. We were representing China before. When you go to the Model Assembly, you have other schools there representing Great Britain. As long as they're a part of the UN, they will be represented.
United Nations Model Assembly 2016 winner, Shanae Sewell. Approximately 50 students hold membership in the club, and each student is designated to research a UN country which they represent during club sessions. Coordinator for the club, Owen Rodney, provides an insight into some of the activities undertaken during the sessions.
We have seen how the students have grown exponentially in terms of how they were very shy. If you saw Shanae a few years ago, you would not have believed it's the same person. She has really matured, and most of them now have become excellent public speakers. We had 5 students who went overseas last year to the United Nations Model Assembly in Manhattan, and they got a vast level of exposure.
Past student Henry Thompson and president of the United Nations Association of Jamaica, Dr. Lucille Buchanan, were instrumental in establishing the club at Vere Technical. Students meet every Monday at 3:10 p.m. for club sessions.
And that's when the real fun part starts. It's exciting because sometimes when we have the meetings, we choose them just without any notice at all. And then they're asked to represent the country and to speak on a topic. And you see diversity, you see the interesting research coming out, you see how versatile these students really are. And we are actually very grateful for that.
Coordinator for the United Nations Assembly Club at Vere Technical, Owen Rodney. The United Nations Assembly Student Club promotes insight on global issues in different fields on the basis of UN work by organizing discussions, debates, seminars and lectures, international visits and other events. Principal at Vere Technical High, Henrietta Stewart, says the club is contributing to the development of future leaders.
Oh, this kind of club is doing a wonderful work for the students. Not only are they now preparing them to be great public speakers, the president last year, he's now at the University of the West Indies, and he came to visit me. And he said, Miss, I went to one meeting, and when I spoke, I was known all over the university campus as a result of the United Nations Club.
Principal at Vere Technical High, Henrietta Stewart. That's it for today's Jamaica's Promise High School Edition. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary or high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. I'm Andre Palmer for producer Shanari Ferron.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.